Good morning. Welcome to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Radek, your host. Delighted to have you with us on this beautiful Monday morning. It's a brand new week as we approach the Christmas celebration and holiday. We're very honored to have in studio Margaret Miller, president and founder of Southern Arm Secure, LLC. And with her is her researcher, Janine Walton. And I'm going to introduce Colonel Miller. And then she's going to introduce Janine. So going to try to do an abbreviated bio here. Colonel Margaret Miller is a native of Carrollton. She enlisted in the Marine Corps from 1985 to 1994. In 1990, she volunteered to mobilize in support of Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm at Warrior Training Command Camp Pendleton. After she returned to Georgia, she completed an undergrad degree at West Georgia College. 1994, she reported to Officer Candidate School of Quantico, Virginia, and was commissioned second lieutenant. As a reserve officer, she served Bravo Company, 4th Assault Vehicle Battalion, as a peacetime wartime support team officer in charge in Jacksonville, Florida. She was back on active duty shortly thereafter when the reserves were mobilized for Operation Iraqi Freedom in 2002. She became the site commander as the combat arms unit deployed to Iraq for the initial assault on Fallujah, Iraq. She accepted additional duties as senior officer for the Iraqi Women's Engagement Teams. These teams consisted of 10 to 12 female Marine and Navy corpsmen and required visitation to the surrounding villages to meet Iraqi women in their homes. Their teams brought medical supplies, clothes, blankets, and general engineering support to the families left in war-torn villages. She then began her work at the University of West Georgia in psychology for her PhD. And she also taught at Expeditionary Warfare School Reserve Seminar for 3 years. And in 2011, Margaret was requested to deploy to Afghanistan. And there she deployed in 2012 to Camp Leathernet, Afghanistan. And she was promoted to colonel in 2016 and retired out June of 2021. Well, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
I think it's, and that's an abbreviated, very abbreviated, actually, bio, but I think it's important because it kind of sets the stage that you're not just anybody. You're well-prepared, well-trained, well-equipped on this new venture that we have, Southern Arm Secure. But before we get started on that, I'll let you introduce Janine because she's an important part of this operation.
Thank you so much, Steve. And I appreciate the Community Voice for what it does connecting our community with one another. So, yeah, I had the opportunity to start this company when I came back to town and I needed a good partner and researcher. So I enlisted my best friend, Janine Walton. And she is
drafted would be a better
drafted
word.
Right, that's what friends do.
That's right.
So yeah, so we look at statistics for certain communities and what the greater threats are here and there so that we can help people prepare to be victorious rather than a victim, how to have the warrior mindset and situational awareness. And you know, I wouldn't be necessarily informed in that regard without her work. So I appreciate it so much, Janine.
Welcome, Janine.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Good to have you. The company's name is Southern Arm Secure. So let's kick it off. You've already used the big words, situational awareness. Tell us a little bit about the why you're doing this and the mission behind it.
Sure. So when I returned to Carrollton, I had a lot of folks who knew I had a Marine Corps career and who wanted me to teach them how to shoot. Hey, can you teach me how to shoot? Can we go shoot? I'm scared of guns. And my first response is, good, you should be, because unless you are prepared mentally, physically, and that you have a solid awareness of your surroundings most of the time, you really don't need to be playing with guns. And so the situational awareness is really the first phase. I have a four-phased approach to training. And the first and the most important is developing situational awareness, mindfulness.
You've used it three times now. So define it for us.
Okay. So as we're going along throughout our lives, are we distracted? Are we constantly looking at our phones? Are we thinking about the conversation we had with our husband or our kids or, you know, what we have to get to? Are we just so busy that we are not really present to what is going on around us? Another term that the Marines use and military in general is head on a swivel. That means you want to be able to see what's going on to your left, your right, know who's around you, and just be able to pay attention and see signs, if there are warning signs, to be seen so that we can make the right adjustment to our behavior. If this occurs, then that.
I don't want to get off onto a tangent, but, you know, we've all seen the horrible execution, if you will, of the murder of the UnitedHealthcare CEO in New York, and he never saw the guy, never saw him coming. How, I guess situational awareness doesn't apply to what's immediately behind you.
Well, also, with addition to just your current presence, you've got to know what your threats are. You've got to pay attention to the news, know what the current, and what we're going to talk, Janine's going to share with us some of the current schemes and things that are victimizing people at this time, so that we can be aware of those and be looking for them. This guy was never looking. It was early in the morning. He's just diddy-bopping down the streets of New York. Mm-hmm. And he, you know, I mean, just being in New York City, you should know that there are additional threats. It's not like going on Main or in Bradley Street or on Rome Street in Carrollton. It's a very different mindset, because you have the population center. Increased population means increased potential for issues and risk. So you have to think about all those things. So not just, hey, I'm thinking, I'm watching, but I know what this area presents as a threat.
Family of five that I know is moving to Fairfield mm-hmm. this Friday. And 100% of the reason they're moving out of Metro
Gated
Atlanta
community.
Is that they want safety and security. And they're mm-hmm. leaving Metro. They don't feel safe in Metro.
But guess what, Steve? Metro Atlanta's coming this way.
So now we're used to living in Buckhannon, Bremen, Clem, Hewlett, and Rootville, and particularly Bowden. Love Bowden. So we're used to not having our head on a swivel. So how do we transition, or how do we realize that Metro is moving this way?
Well, the numbers. So, Janine?
So, recently, we've had a lot of gang activity moving into the Carrollton area, and that's kind of scary. You know, skimming is something that takes place constantly. Skimming is when individuals can place a little machine where you slip your debit card in. It happens at the gas station. It happens at Ingles, or when you know, what at one of your grocery stores. It can happen at the bank, at the ATMs, and these places, even though some, a lot of them will check, but they're so good at placing these skimming machines to get your information, it just takes just a second to install and pull them out. That's something that's moved into our area. Sliding is when you park your car and you go get fuel and you're at the gas pump and you leave your car unlocked, somebody's driving by, they drive right by your car door, mm-hmm. they open it up and jerk your purse, briefcase, laptop,
computer,
whatever, mm-hmm. out, and it takes less than 15 seconds.
If you have, and they have a passenger, and mm-hmm. the passenger jumps in
yes.
and out. Yeah,
mm-hmm. so. It happened to one of my son's friends, and it took, the security camera showed less than 8 seconds.
Yeah.
And, you know, that seems like a long time, but you think about that, you're slipping your card into the machine, and you're trying to get the gas pump, and you're trying to pick the right octane, and before you know it, she comes back out, and everything is gone.
Did y'all see the video of the woman who was at a gas station? She took the prize out of the back seat, put it on the roof. A guy came, popped out of a car, pushed her into the back seat, grabbed the PlayStation off the roof, and yeah, and that's 5 seconds mm-hmm. or 6 seconds or something. So that's amazing. Okay, well, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be back with more with Margaret Miller and Janine Walton, and we're talking about Southern Arm Secure LLC.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at tanner.org.
The Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the Community Voice. I'm Steve Graddick, your host. We got a very interesting program. All of them are always, but this one particularly so. Margaret Miller, Southern Arm Secure, LLC, president and founder, and Janine Walton, her researcher and part of the company. I want to stay on, because we use it so much, we hear it so much, and it appears to be something that certainly needs to be emphasized, but situational awareness. Meaning, you know, head on a swivel, being attentive, but we can't live our lives in fear. So what's the right balance?
So that's a great point, Steve. So we want attentive versus paranoid. And what needs to happen? You need to become confident. How do you become confident? Through competence. That's a direct relationship between how you feel, the strength that you project throughout your day as you coming and going, stores, gas stations, picking your kids up, whatever. That presence of confidence through competence, because you know that you're paying attention, you know how to respond to things appropriately, and that you're going to not be targeted. Because what do predators look for? They look for distracted. They look for weak. They look for someone who cannot focus or is looking away. So what you want to present to the world, and you know, rightfully so, is that you can handle it. You can take care of yourself. And if you can't, we can help. There are other companies that can help as well. But to come in, we'll come into your home, train your family, help you understand the basics. We'll take you to your gun range of your choice. I'm a member of ShotSpot, but I'll go wherever. And I usually focus on women because our brains run 90 miles an hour. I mean, we are just constant with all the thoughts. So learning to quiet and being aware, and that's what the situational awareness is. That's how we can prepare ourselves for whatever comes.
Janine, I'll throw this one to you because I've been waiting for this. So Margaret mentioned women. So are women more at risk than men?
Women and the older generation, the statistics absolutely support that. And you think because they're considered the weaker group.
Physically weaker.
And as she said, you know, especially with some of the older generation, you know, you've got a walker or you have a cane. Women,
you're shuffling.
You're looking down. You're not looking ahead. Being confident.
Punched over.
That is a big key. That, you know, they do say that predators look for someone that they feel like they can overtake. And if you are looking at someone in the eye as you pass them, you automatically become a little bit of a threat because you're going to remember probably what that person looked like. There's certain characteristics. You should always be looking at someone, and if someone's giving you a feeling, trust your gut. That's one of the first things. Trust your gut. And if your gut tells you something, say to that person, "Hey, great shoes." Doesn't matter whether you like them or not. Just say, "Hey, great shoes," because your mind's going to automatically go to, "Let's look at those shoes: red, white, black, with a white emblem, green emblem, whatever." But that's something that you can remember, and they know you're looking at them, and they are probably going to move on.
Huh. There are a lot of things like that, it seems like. A lot of little tips, like, you know, we always hear about keep your car keys out when you go into the car, walk swiftly, be focused on where you're going, et cetera, et cetera. Is that the bulk of the training here? Is all those little tools that add up to one big tool?
Those are secondary tools. The number one tool, again, focuses on situational awareness. Where is your brain? Are you on the phone all the time? Are you paying attention where you park? I can't tell you how many times I come out of a store and somebody's looking for their car. They don't recall where they, you know, they don't recall where they parked. Oftentimes people forget to lock their vehicle. Lock your vehicle. Please, y'all, lock your vehicle. There's no reason not to. Remember where you took it. If you need to take a picture of it, do it. Stop for a moment. Look around and notice, really, truly, just notice.
Yeah. Now, you can get comfortable in surroundings that are familiar to you. If you go to the same grocery store week after week or whatever, and you go, I'm just going to the grocery store, this convenience store, I know the owner, and so you get casual.
That's a common problem. And also, folks think that if something occurs to me like, oh, I need to run to the store, and it's nighttime, don't do it. If it can wait, wait till the next day when there's daylight.
So it's safer during the day than night.
Much safer.
It would be safer to do a lot of things in the daylight. The cameras can pick up much easier. The cameras are everywhere. So that's helpful. And people don't want to be on camera.
Well, we got privacy, thoughts. But how much of this, and this would be, I guess, under the research category, are Metro Atlanta criminals coming out here and doing their bad deed and then going back to Metro?
70%.
What? No way.
Yeah, that's...
But they're enlisting local folks. Mm-hmm. So it's
What's
not...
What's that mean? What do you mean?
Well, they'll go into areas where they know that the population is looking for an opportunity to make some money, i.e. drug dealing, that thievery, things like that. So they'll enlist folks under the category of whatever the named group of people, let's say gangs. And so they'll enlist folks to do their dirty work down here and then go back to Atlanta and continue on.
Go hop on the interstate and then mm-hmm. they're gone.
Exactly.
Let's go back to, and I think this is a very important question. You referenced it, and I'll let y'all elaborate on it. When you carry a weapon, and when you carry a gun, concealed or otherwise, there are times when basically lethal force, when you pull the weapon out, you need to be ready to use it, correct?
Absolutely, Stephen. And a lot of people have weapons used against them, their own weapons used against them, because they'll draw a weapon and they're not, again, confidence comes through competence. So if you are not extremely competent, extremely practiced with a weapon, don't pull it. You know, there are a lot of non-lethal options, Steve. And that's another training we do. We do non-lethal weapons training as well as lethal weapons, whatever your preference is. But stun and run. Stun and run is a thing. So if a threat is coming at you and you're not competent and confident with a lethal weapon, there are lots of options for non-lethal that you can get away and then report. So that's another thing. We train gun laws. We want you to know the state and federal laws and reciprocal states as well, because for those of us who travel a lot, which I do, I need to know where I can carry, what their laws are, and so those are important things. And
even if you're confident, there's a decision process you have to make as to whether you use the weapon or not.
Right.
Because you have to know and be able to assess the situation you're faced with.
Absolutely. And if your mind is uncluttered, like we're talking about, if you can develop your mindfulness and your presence of awareness in your day-to-day living, you're going to be more prepared to respond appropriately. Arms in Southern arms secure. The arm stands for alert, ready, measured, and secure is the resulting agent of being alert, ready, and measured. Measured meaning you know what weapon to use or what measures to take and when.
And then all who do carry, we hear these horror stories about they use their weapon and then they're charged with the crime and the guy or gal who committed the crime is, out on bail, but now right. You got to go get a lawyer and you're facing blah, blah, blah.
Well, that's true. And there are many companies that will insure you and your guns so that if you use them, you'll have better representation because they deal with those particular laws. I mean, look at Daniel Penny, for instance, just brand new case. I mean, of course, it's been going on for a year. He didn't even use a lethal weapon other than, a chokehold to restrain someone from from being a danger. He was threatening people's lives on a subway. We don't have subways, but we have MARTA. We, you know, there are times when someone, and he was a Marine, Daniel Penny was, mm-hmm. and he, you know, came very close to being charged with murder mm-hmm. for protecting others. So mm-hmm. you have to really use that judgment, your better judgment, when acting on behalf of others as well as yourself.
Before we go to the next break, Janine, kind of elaborate, if you can, on, you mentioned 70%. Do you have like an idea of what the rate is of the threat of Metro Atlanta crime coming to the West Georgia area?
Well, those numbers change pretty rapidly. But it was with boredom comes more opportunity. So with COVID, there was a good bit more.
There was a spike.
Mm-hmm, it kind of hit. And they're still working on those numbers. But it's so much easier for someone that in 45 minutes they can be here and create great havoc and be out of here pretty quickly. And we're one of many towns that's experiencing this. Peachtree City is off of 85. Peachtree City, Noonan. They're, you know, we're starting to hear these places having trouble that they've never had before. And, you know, you just have to be really aware of what's going around. That doesn't mean being scared. It just means being aware of what's around you.
Okay, we're going to take another break. Our guests this morning, Margaret Miller, Janine Walton of Southern, is it Arms or Arm?
Southern Arms Secure.
Southern Arms Secure. And we'll be back with more after this.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Good morning. Welcome back to Community Voice. I'm Steve Graddick, your host, and we're having a good time talking about security, actually, and protecting yourself and your family. And the big words of the day, situational awareness. Tell us about your relationship with, we've talked a lot in recent weeks about American Legion Post 143. Tell us what's the connection with your company and the Legion?
Yeah, so I've been a member of Post 143 American Legion for a number of years. But so one of our pillars is homeland security under public safety. And so Janine and I do free workshops as a courtesy to our community and to support those pillars of the American Legion. So our next seminar will be at the American Legion, which is at 1790 Stripling Chapel Road, next to the County Pavilion. And that's going to be on January 11th from noon until 4. And I know you're going to give my number. So anyone who's interested in attending is welcome. I can only take the first 30 who contact us. So we'll try to do one every month as just a public something to do for our community service.
Any cost?
No cost to you.
And the number is, okay, get that
get
pen
your,
pencil.
Get your pens and pencils.
Or get your phone out to put it in here. For Southern Arms Secure LLC, the number is 476-5055. Again, that's 470-476-5055. Okay, this is my question. A lot of times y'all talk, you know, from perspective of we talked about women, you know, being perceived as an easier threat or as easier victim rather. But what principles that y'all are describing, what principles do not apply, if any, to men?
They all apply the same. I found that women feel a little less intimidated, a little more connected to female instructors in this regard. Maybe their husband bought them a gun for Christmas or their birthday, and he's like, come on, let's go shoot. And she just feels, she might, I know y'all hear me out there, might feel a little bit like, you know, there's too much pressure. So what we do is help to eliminate the pressure by dealing with this from, from a different perspective, I think, because we understand the millions. Men are simple. I'm sorry, Steve. Men are, you got a couple of things.
You don't hear me disputing that.
No, no. But women, we have so much going through our heads. So, I definitely understand how to calm those, you know, myriad of thoughts. And Janine too, her sister's a combat military
veteran,
mm-hmm. and so she's in the American Legion Auxiliary. So she and I work together. We both understand very, very much. She was a gun toter before I met her. So we focus on women, training women. Period.
Well, we're gonna run out of time, but I do want to slip this in. So we only just got a minute or so, but we talk about going to the grocery store, the convenience stores, mm-hmm. et cetera. What about just safety in your own home? You know, somebody driving up, knocking on the door, and you don't know who it is, that kind of thing.
So the most attacks actually do occur in the home.
Really?
Yes. Now, that's...
Well, domestic violence.
That would be number one. Yeah, so that's why I say it's really difficult sometimes when you're researching the numbers, because they are a little misleading. But, you know, if you don't know someone, do not open the door. If they are not willing to leave a note or to talk to you through the door or whatever, just don't go. You know, we have a lot of Ring cameras now. Install a Ring camera if that makes you feel better.
Home invasion is still an issue.
Yes. Still an issue, yeah.
So y'all train a little bit on that.
We do. We'll go in your home and help you to understand where the best positions to put your guns, how to practice with them throughout the day, unloaded. It's called dry firing. Yeah. And, and a teacher, you've got to know the laws. So there is the stand your ground. It used to be you'd had to wait till someone turned and fled. If someone was just coming in your home, they'd have to be in your home. Or if they fled, you couldn't do anything. Now, if they're threatening you with felony, you know, injury, you have rights. And that's a big change in the laws.
Is it a state-by-state?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Our guests this morning have been a fascinating program. Margaret Miller, Southern Arms Secure LLC, president, founder, and researcher. Janine Walton. And the phone number, again, is 470-476-5055. And the seminar, no-cost seminar, local seminar, is at American Legion Post 143, and that's on January 11th, right?
Correct.
Do you know what time? Noon to 4.
Noon to 4.
It's a four-hour seminar.
Right.
Okay.
And give me a call, because seating is limited.
Okay, very good. But we hope to do it at once a month.
Yes.
We hope. Okay, very good. Ladies, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much
thank
for having
Colonel
us.
Thank you, Colonel, for being here and for bringing your bio. Thank you for your service. And we thank you for listening to the Community Voice here on WLBB
Y'all
Carrollton.
Be safe.
Yeah, amen.